The Port of Oswego is planning for even more growth behind the leadership of its new executive director. As WRVO's Gino Gerentino reports, its more aggressive business plan could lead to bigger profits.
Zelko Korinchik is excited about the future of the Port of Oswego. The recently appointed executive director says the port is taking on a twofold strategy this year.
The plans for this year, we're going to have a building year while we have a growing year. What I mean by the building year, we're going to have a busy construction year. We're going to be constructing our intermodal facility. We're also going to be making improvements in our marina. And we're also going to be working on some solar projects here at the port. While all that is going on, we're going to have a record year in aluminum.
That record year, according to Korinchik, is the result of a notification from Novelis, saying they will increase shipments this year by somewhere between 15 and 20%. The port is also preparing to increase its grain shipments. Once its rail system is completed, Korinchik says they could handle much higher amounts. These investments and added shipments have Korinchik anticipating revenues of more than $4 million. Last year, the port made $3.9 million. Korinchik says there had been fears of a delay for the season opening, but with the St. Lawrence Seaway opening last week, he says any setback should be minimal and not impact the final numbers. In Oswego, I'm Gino Gerentino for WRVO News.